Shelley sat on the love seat at the back of Dr. Wall's office, nervously playing with her fingernails, as the Nick and Jerry show spelled out the campaign. At his desk, Dr. Wall sat with his hands clasped, listening to the two admin pitch their cure for cancer proposal. Her earlier thoughts about Dr. Wall being receptive to the idea had faded when she saw the look on his face. She had not seen that look before. The first words out of his mouth were not going to be particularly encouraging.
"Are you mad?"
Dr. Wall asked.
"Is that what this is all about?"
"Yes, it is," said Nick. Shelley sat up on the edge of the couch, fearful of what would come next. Dr. Wall's eyes bugged out as he took off his reading glasses and tossed them onto his desk.
"Do you two know anything about the disease we call cancer? How complicated it is? Anything?"
Shelley cringed at his rhetorical and condescending speech.
"I know it kills people," said Jerry. "That's the easy part," said Dr. Wall. "It does that unless we stop it. To think you could come up with some crazy sort of magic potion that just cures cancer is plain crazy."
"Why can't it be done?" Nick asked.
"Because it acts differently in every person. Every patient responds in a different way," he said. "It is any cell whose coating allows it to grow unhindered, too quickly, and multiply. Cancer travels through the body and destroys everything in its path. It happens on the inside, and it's a goddamn war. We've been trying to stop it since the dawn of man."
"But how much progress has been made?" Nick asked. Shelley loved his confidence in the wake of Wall's tirade. Dr. Wall didn't like him as a person, and that was fine. Nick, she was learning, could be a determined man. He would not lay down the idea without a fight.
"We've made progress," he retorted. "It just takes time." "I don't think you're following us here, Dr. Wall," Jerry piped in. "I know what you're saying, and it's a long shot. But I've seen you and Dr. White and others here pull off miracles every year. There's a reason St. Teresa's saves lives, and you're right, it takes time. All we're saying is we want to do something to help, and this idea is unique. It can't help but shed huge light on the hospital and all you do here. And we're talking about global attention," Jerry stood. "We just think there's another way to win this battle. You're waging your war. Let us fight it a different way. If nothing else, the foundation could really benefit from the publicity. Look, there's no downside for the people who pledge the money. They look like heroes. Word gets out that there's a boatload of cash for anyone who gives us a cure. No downside for anybody."
"But there is a downside," Dr. Wall interrupted. "And that would be our fellow doctors and oncologists who just might think we've lost our minds. There are so many variables. There is no magic bullet or potion for all cancers, at least that we know of."
"Yes," Nick said. "But what if something happens? What if somewhere, somehow, there's a guy or a gal who's in a lab and sees what we're asking, and they decide to work on an idea, a formula, and maybe they take it to their boss and say, 'I have an idea.' What then? At that very moment, it could start a chain of events that changes everything. It's the what if that drives this deal. It's the I never tried this before. It's that moment that makes the difference between just being a crazy idea or a brilliant one. I know you think we're nuts, but if this becomes a part of a global effort that brings us even one step closer to stopping just one type of cancer in its tracks, then you, Dr. Wall, have a second miracle in your life."
"Second?
I thought Shelley White was your first one," Nick said. Shelley looked over and smiled.
"Yes, she was," replied Dr. Wall. He returned to her smile. "So what do you think about all this?"
She paused, not wanting to take sides, and wanting to choose her words diplomatically.
"Well," she began,
"first of all, everything hinges on getting $1 billion, and I'm not sold on that happening. But if they can pull that off, what they're saying is worth a try. It costs us nothing. It gets our name out there. And if it gets us one new discovery, saves one more life, that's what we do here. And it breathes hope. Hope that someday, somehow, cancer will be a fading memory."
"Okay. Then let me give you a for instance, Mr. Harris," said Dr. Wall. "Let's say we do what you're saying. We have an announcement and some mad scientist thinks he's got a cure for cancer sitting in his lab. How on earth would he be able to share that information with us without fear that someone else would steal it,
Keep in mind, Mr. Harris, we are doctors, not...